The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Vayetze starts with the episode of Yaakov Avinu, the fundamental episode in the whole formation history and mission of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu leaving Beis Midrash Shel Shem Ve'eva, heading towards the house of Lavan Harami to establish Klal Yisrael, to marry the Emois and to establish Shiftei Ko. And it says that he leaves. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er sheva vayelech harono. Vayifka b'mokim ahu vayolen shom. And over there he has the chaloim, sulam utzavaretzav roisha migeh ha-shamayimu, and he's shown a vision and he realizes ein zeki im beis alikim v'zeh shah ha-shamayim. And on the words of the pasuk, vayifka b'mokim, Chazal understand that pigiyo is a loshon of tefillah. It's one of the loshonis of tefillah that are mentioned by Chazal, and Chazal say, gemara brachos dav chovov amir aleph, that mikan, this is a makar, she Yaakov tikin tefillas arvis. And the way the Gemara says it is, Avram Avinu established shachris, and that's the tefillah of Avram, ba'alois haboiker, on the morning after he sent away the malachim that came to him, Pashas Vayera, and he davens for stoim, he stands over the davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Avram's tefillah. Mincha is the tefillah of Yitzchok, vayetze Yitzchok lasuach. Basoda, Lasuch is also a Lashon of Tefillah, and it says that was Lekras Erev, that was in the afternoon. Yaakov Tefillah, Tikkun Ma'ariv, and the Svarim are full, the Maral, Svasemis, the Shem Shmuel, Reb Tzadik, Sifri Machshava are full, that Avada, each one was Mesakin, the Tefillah, which mirrored his facet, his Midah Navaydis Hashem. Avram Avinu is the morning, he's potential. The morning, the rising of the sun denotes potential in terms of Chemides HaChesed, that's Avram. Yitzchak is midas hadin, a person gets through the day and there are pitfalls, there are struggles, a person is limited in how much he could achieve, even though he starts the day thinking that he's going to conquer the world today, that's midas hadin, and that's why the mitigation of midas hadin, the Gemara says, tefillahs are answered by mincha, because that's the tefillah that counteracts midas hadin. And then we have the tefillah of the time of day when things are silent, choshech, the av, who had to battle through periods of hester upon him, when he thought that his mission was lost, and he had to go into Golus, and he had to face challenges, is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the Av of Tfilas Arvis. Mikan she Yaakov Tikin Tfilas Arvis. Lemaisa, the Gemara has a whole discussion, the Sugi and Brochus Dav Chozayin, the famous Gemara, the Gabi Rebbe Shur, and Gamliel, on the episode, how it played itself out in Yavne, whether Tfilas Ma'ariv Arvis is Tfilas Rishus. We paskin that Ma'ariv is Tfilas Rishus. We also paskin that Kiblu al Atzmon Choyvo. Kiblu al Atzmon Choyvo. That means that Be'etzem, Ma'ariv is a Tfilas, Arvis is a Tfilas Rishus. And Klal Yisrael upgraded with Mesakin themselves. Nobody's going to say that Arvis is optional. It's rather the reason why women, most women, don't have Ma'ariv. Even women that are medaktik to daven shachris and mincha, most women don't daven ma'ariv. Yechides kula daven ma'ariv, but most women don't daven ma'ariv. The reason for that is because arvis, they weren't mekabel on themselves as a choyva. Shachris and mincha is non-negotiable, because shachris and mincha are tefillahs of choyva. Now, what's interesting is that even though we have been mekabel on ourselves ma'ariv as a tefillahs choyva, it still retains its flavor, its status, its dynamic as a tefillas rishus. What does that mean? We find in halacha several differences between ma'ariv and the other tefillas. We'll quote the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel in Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Zayin says that by shachris and mincha, if a person daven koidim hazman, he's not yoytze. Choyzim is followed by zman. In Ma'ariv, we're not so medactic with the times. This is one of the sources, by the way, that even if we say over Krishma, those that daven early, but there's much more of a mokum to be makel with davening Ma'ariv early. Ain't medactic or kokach. Ma'ariv, the time is fluid, is flexible. We might add, by the way, that shachris and mincha keneged the Gemara says in Brochus, keneged korbonos,
Tomid. The times of those karbanos was morning and afternoon, fixed times. Mayriv is keneged haktaras chalom vemur, which was done at night for the karbanos of the day. But it doesn't have to be. You could do haktaras chalom vemur most of the next day. So tefillas mayriv has somewhat more of a fluidity than shachris and mincha. Another nafkamin in Perek Tes Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, then mayriv till today does not have chazaras hashatz. The reason for that is because it doesn't have the full choymer of a choyv that tefillah, shachris, and mincha have. Another nafkamina, which we'll discuss now, Perek Yud Halacha Vov, the Rambam says, somebody is standing in the middle of shachris, he's up to Rifoenu, he remembers that he slipped his mind, but he had Adam shachris already. He stops. Why? By shachris, one is allowed to daven. Theoretically, one is allowed to daven tefillas nedava. You davened already. Your nodva ruche oisei to daven another tefillah. You're swept with a need, with an emotional need to stand in front of Rebbein Shalom another time. Gesundheit. We don't encourage it because we're not holding by it. Halavai. We should daven the one tefillah that we davened with any level of kavana, taking on two tefillas. But in any case, if a person is allowed to daven tefillas nedava, but what happens if a person started davening and he realized he davened before? The tefillah that you're davening now, you were davening as a chayvah, so you can't turn that into a tefillas nedava and just continue. You have to stop right there. Chutz from tefillas mayriv, which is anyways a tefillas nedava, so you continue as a tefillas nedava. That means even the chayvah is a tefillas nedava. It's interesting. Again, if it's a chayvah, it's not a nedava. If Klal Yisrael was mekabel on themselves, this tefillah is a chayva, so l'chor now it's a tefillah is a chayva, same as shachas and mincha. Truth to be told is machlek sushainim. Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Tesamid Beis brings various understandings. According to some sushainim, seems to be a discussion, the Rif, Rabbeinu Yoino, the Rosh. Does this mean that Klal Yisrael was mekabel? That means every single yochid, Ki'ilu in his own personal life, we daven Marv, right? You, I, Yankel, Beryl, and Shmuel, each one of us davens Marv, Baruch Hashem, every night. That means you and I, and Yankel, and Beryl, and Shmuel, each one of us was mekabel on ourselves a personal standard of davening three times a day. But be'etzim to tefillas rishus, that's one way of understanding. Or we can understand, which is the straighter approach, is to understand that the tefillah itself, Klal Yisrael, was mekabel, and they upgraded the nouns of tefillas chayva. And this is l'cha'ayra what the Ravid means when he argues on the Rambam about stopping in the middle, as opposed to Marv not stopping. The Ravid says, en kanachas ruach. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The poshut, the way of understanding the kashas, the way the Kesem Mishnah understands the tain of the Ravid, is that if they were mekabel on themselves to daven Marv as a tefillas chayva, so then it's no longer rishus. You can't define it as tefillas and dove if they were mekabel on themselves as chayva. That's a chara pretty, it's a stereo by definition. So the way this is explained in the Chidusha Reb Chaim Halevi al Harambam Hilchas Tvila is that the nature of Mayriv is choluk be'etzem. That means like this. Shachris and Mincha, we daven together as a tzibur. It's not just that there's an upgrade now, a level of Tvila when we daven with others. You can daven by yourself. You can daven with others. Davening with others adds a certain level of a certain height to a certain level to your tefillah. Tefillah, shachris, and mincha be'etzem are tefillahs that we daven. Our mode of connecting, of dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is we don't stand as yechidim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We stand as a tzibur in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, by the way, the understanding of what tefillah of Chazor Sashatz is. Chazor Sashatz is not just a one person davening in order to, well, start in the days of Chazal because there were people that didn't know how to daven, but we kept it up, right? We've been keeping it up for 1500 years, even though nobody's yoitza with the chazan. The pshat is because Chazal created a framework, a dynamic, to express the essence of what tefillah is. The essence of the way we daven is Klal Yisrael is dialoguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not each one of us that belong to Klal Yisrael. It's not Reb Yisrael, and each Reb Yisrael is talking as a yochid to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is talking. The Chazan represents all of us in the sense, and that's what we understand when we send up a Baal Tefillah and Yom Neroim, even though he's Dami Chazos HaShatz, we Dami Shmoneh Esrei already. We understand he's representing us. Why? because the tefillah that is Klal Yisrael davening, and that's why the Ikkar Tekiyah Shofar is over there. The Ikkar Tekiyah Shofar, Malach Zichronis and Shofaris, when we get to Rosh Hashanah, is in Chazaras Hashas, because that's the Ikkar of Klal Yisrael standing and dialoguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tefillah Sayochid is not the Tefillah of Klal Yisrael, it's the Tefillah of Reb Yisrael. That being said, Reb Chaim understands that the essence of Tefillah's Mayriv is a private communication, a private dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We stand with others, that's a maila to our personal tefillah. The way Reb Chaim says in his Lamdusha terminology is the cheftza of tefillah's mayriv is a tefillah's nedova. It's a private tefillah. It's a personal tefillah. You were mekabel on yourself. I was mekabel on myself. We were mekabel as a choiv, but that just means that all of us have an obligation to engage in that private tefillah. Be'etzem tefillah's mayriv is a tefillah's nedova. Nedova, I'm using the terminology private and public. Reb Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, as interchangeable with tefillah's nedova and chayva. What I mean to say is nedova, by definition, is your nadvanus, my nadvanus, Yankel's nadvanus. Each one of us is menadev. Each one of us does something on our own. We're in it as yichidim. When we're mechuyiv to do something, that's all of us together. It's one standard that's imposed on us by the Torah. So shachris and mincha, we all have to daven, and it's an expression of our togetherness as Klal Yisrael davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's Chazar Sashat. Mayriv, the tefillah of Arvis, is a private tefillah. It's a tefillah of each one of us as a yochid. Each one of us is davening a tefillah nedava. Could be we each one of us daven our tefillah nedava together as a tzibur, but it's Reb Yisrael communicating. It's Reb Yisrael communicating with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We do it together, but it's still the nature of it. Even though we're mechuyiv, so we do it together. We're mechuyiv. We're all in it together, but we're doing it. The nature of it is a private communication. That's the way Reb Chaim explains. Memela, by its definition, if you started davening Mayriv as a tefillas nedova, if you started davening, even though you thought you were davening together with everybody else, and then you realize you davened already, but by its nature, it's a private tefillah. So you could continue that as another private tefillah. It's not a problem. Shachris, if you started davening as part of Klal Yisrael, and then you realized you already were Yotzi Yochevis tefillah as part of Klal Yisrael, now you're davening a tefillas nedova, you're Reb Yisrael. You can't continue the tefillah. You're davening as Klal Yisrael, and it's really a Reb Yisrael dika tefillah. You can't continue davening. This is the way Reb Chaim understands it. We might add to that the fact that Mayriv is the time of the night. Time is the time that a person is as a yochid. During the day, when a person is out in the world, is the more public sphere of a person's life, that's the time when a person exists as part of a klal. But every single person has his own standard of behavior, his own nisyonis as a yochid in his own home. It could very well be that the ikur madrega of a person plays itself out between the walls of his own house. That is the sphere of his life as Reb Yisrael, not as Klal Yisrael. You have a home, and everybody else on the block and the neighborhood and the city, whatever it is, has a home. That's Klal Yisrael. But Lamaisa, every single person at night is a Reb Yisrael. So the tefillah, the communication that we do with our Kadosh Baruch Hu by night, is also a Reb Yisrael communication. It's not a Klal Yisrael communication. Okay, that's an idea on a deeper level. But like we said, the Rambam seems to be taking this lahalacha. Well, we'll just point out something interesting. I mean, the way we're saying tefillah's mayriv, even today, that we all daven it as a personal obligation, but lemaise, by mitzias, b'mehus, b'cheftza, it's a tefillah's rishos. The problem with that is that on Shabbos, the halacha is ein mispalim tefillah's nedava. On Shabbos, there's no thing as tefillah's nedava, the Rambam paskins, because on Shabbos, only korbanos hatzibur were brought. Korbanos nedava by yechidim cannot be brought. Same way musav, you can't daven a musav nedava. There's no korban musav b'nedivus. There's only a korban oilo, or a korban shlomim, or a korban tamid b'nedivus. But you can't have a tefillah's musav b'nedivus. So also on Shabbos and Yom Tov, no korbanos of nedivus were brought. So l'chayro, we should say that on Shabbos, we don't daven Mayriv. right? Of course, Shabbos we do daven Ma'ariv. There's another problem as well. Maybe one problem feeds off the other. Is if we were trying to define for ourselves what's Tfilas Ma'ariv. So in the Beis Hamikdash we mentioned the Gemara before that Tfilas Shachris and Mincha connected the Karbonis Hatomid of that day. So what's Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv is the finishing off of the Karbonis, the Haktoras Chelovim Ve'Murim of the Karbonis of that day that were put on the Mizbech by night. So what is it? Tfilas Ma'ariv is the last Tfilah of the day. Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon, the Haktoras Chelovim Ve'Murim was Thursday night. The Tfilah of Thursday night, Lael Shishi, is a Tfilah of the end of Thursday. On the other hand, Thursday night is already Friday. So Ma'ariv has a dual identity. On the one hand, it's a hashlomah to the Karbonis. On the other hand, you have to say that it has an independent identity. It could be that's where this fits in. On the one hand, it's a hashlomah to the Karbonis, and that's why we could have Ma'ariv on Shabbos. Because it's a hashlomah, in that sense, it's a shtichel tefillas chayva. But that kishel atzmei would not merit a tefillah, because daktoros chalom emurim are not ma'akiv in the korban. The korban tomid shal shach and the korban tomid shal ben abayim have to be brought. Daktoros chalom emurim, even if it's not performed, is not ma'akiv in the korbanos of Thursday, the fact that the chalom emurim weren't put on the mizbech Thursday night. That's fine. Lemaise was done, so we have a hashlomo of that avodah with Tfilas Ma'ariv. But Tfilas Ma'ariv has to have an identity of Tfilas Rishus, because you don't need Daktoras Chalom Ve'Murim, it's not Ma'akim in the carbon. In that sense, the Tfilas Rishus, it comes before the other Tfilas. When you're cheshmin, let's say, Meir Brochos, you cheshmin the Brochos of Shemayna Esrei, of Ma'ariv, you cheshmin that they're Thursday night's Brochos. They're Thursday night, they're Friday's brachas. Leil Shabbos, even though we're davening the tefillah of the Hashlam of the Kabbanis of Friday, but we daven a Shabbos to get tefillah. So Ma'ariv definitely has a dual identity piece of Choiv and Nedova, Korban, and yet something independent. So that's something to explore.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.